A group of strangers receive a mysterious message from an old friend on the planet of synthetic life. When tragedy strikes, these intrepid heroes, or should we say intrepid investigators, must solve a murder in Metal City. I'm Jason, and I'll be your GM for this neon-tinted noir mystery.
The name's Tim. I'm wearing the shoes of Dexter Rain, a shameless, a gumshoe, pounding the pavement in the guts of striving, looking for trouble. And sister, trouble always finds me.
I'm Isis, and I'm playing Vaz Salty, a snarky medical drama actress.
I'm Rue, I use they, he, or ze pronouns, and I'm playing Whose Bows Are Lit Within, Bows for short, an inflorescent Kizar Solarian, who's a ray of sunlight from the chilling depths of the ice wells.
I'm Jocelyn, and I'm playing Together in Electric Dreams, a contemplative technomancer seeking the spark of life.
I'm John, and I'm playing Zabi Fragolarius, an elder skittermander with a penchant for explosions.
And I'm Alex, and I'll be playing Patsy Van Dyne, a rat about town with her nose in everybody's business.
And now, on with the episode. All right, here we are again. Looks like our investigators are about to get sent up the river. Previously, our intrepid investigators ventured into Archive 404 to find whatever loot the professor may have stashed there. Unfortunately, the virtual archivist went haywire and tried to off them. When the dust settled, they discovered that the prof's items had already been removed. And to make matters worse, striving security forces arrived to pinch the gang for stealing the missing goods. How will the investigators get out of this one? Or will they have their day in machine court? So indeed...
Machine court.
You are in the archive, that room, a sort of white room with a clean floor and everything, and you find where the professor had stashed some goods, open up that drawer, sort of empty foam divots, and moments later, you hear the sounds of striving security sort of arriving down the elevator. It's several Anasite bots and Lieutenant Hessop, who sort of awkwardly kind of comes in through the door and is kind of looking at you a little bit like, well, here we are again.
It's always such a pleasure.
I will disarm my bomb there.
Fair enough. Yeah. There is a... you know, you're also pretty, some of you are kind of pretty beat up from this particular flight.
Yeah, I would say.
And since what they've got, like, 10, maybe 12 other sort of Anasite security bots sort of coming out of the elevator and pulling in surrounding guns trained on you, you know, I would not recommend you trying to fight your way out of this. But that's just me. That's just me, the GM. So, as Lieutenant Hessop says, you know, I'm afraid I'm going to have to place you all under arrest for breaking and entering and theft of goods.
Nothing
Did
was
we
broken.
Do either of those things.
Yeah, we didn't. Technically, no. I mean, you got yourselves into, you know, you got a pass to get come down here. Uh-huh. Came down here, and then things went a little crazy. There is some damage from, you know, a fight here, you know, not too much damage, but there's a little bit of some spilled blood, some bullet
mostly
casings,
our blood.
Yeah, mostly your blood, of course. Yeah, mostly your blood, because you were fighting hard light constructs and the archivists sort of like lasers everywhere. So sort of more like, I guess, not so much blood, laser burns sort of scorched where they missed you, and you're also obviously looking quite beat up.
And then, if I recall correctly, the box that opened was empty, right? Like, there were, like, divots in the velvet. Like, we knew there was supposed to be something there.
Yeah. Something sort of cylindrical, something sort of spherical, something kind of triangular-ish, and missing, right?
Somebody who has charisma, explain what's going on to them.
Yeah, I think Patsy, but Voss is, like, as I recall, like, way down the stairs or whatever. Down in the depths of the archive. So I think I will say, Lieutenant, it's always such a pleasure to see you. I'm so sorry we keep meeting like this. But see, here's the thing. We've done neither of those things that you said. If you'll permit me to retrieve from my comm unit, I will show you that we have a pass to be in this very archive.
I'll just move very slow, and I'm sure it's like
a pass on the comm unit or a key card or whatever we were given.
How quickly did they get here?
I mean, you guys were down here for maybe 5-10 minutes. So there was some research done sort of between, like, before the archivist went haywire, right? You were sort of looking around and asking them questions. Then went haywire, and then you try to hack it, and then there was some more looking around. So you weren't, like, just here for the length of a single fight, which would have been, like, a minute or two. So you're down here for at least 10 minutes. Which they, you know, arrived literally would be very fast. Even 10 minutes.
Right. It's abnormally fast. Like,
yeah, I was going to say, it might be worth asking why they were here, actually. Yeah.
Well, it's more like you're kind of informed before anything even happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll just pull up those credentials and be like, you see, we have permission to be in this archive and we've stolen nothing. It attacked
you
us.
You go to pull up the permission and it's erased from your
account. Oh, God.
Of course they have.
Ooh, I should have seen that. And Patsy's enough of like, she's not a high technology user that she's like, I know, it was just here. Like, the thought that it was deleted doesn't enter her mind. She's like, I've misplaced it somewhere. And she starts frantically swiping through. Like,
well, didn't somebody give us, like, we talked to somebody. Who did we talk to?
The assistant.
Yeah, the assistant.
Yes. Erudite Collaborator is the sort of assistant said that they put in for you to come in to, and that usually takes a long time, and you got it sort of this permission very quickly.
They're the bad guy.
Came down and this has happened. Lieutenant Hessop sort of explains, I'm sorry, but you know, we got a security alert tripped here about 10 minutes ago. We have some footage.
Oh.
Oh.
Okay.
I'm sure you do.
Now listen, I swear it's here. I'm trying to get through all the loyalty cards and I know it's here. So
I'm certain Miss Van Damme we'll keep looking for it down at the station. So if you all just sort of come with us.
This is a very good selfie of me, but that's not really relevant.
fair. So the anti security units are beginning to sort of round you up, marching you sort of out to the elevator and up the elevator, probably like a couple at a time, to sort of a waiting pair of security vehicles. And
if we medical attention at all back at the station.
Indeed. So yeah, when you get back in towards the big sort of glass cube that is sort of central processing here in Striving, you're sort of offloaded there. You know, there's some medical attention given to you, bandaged up any sort of major wounds. We won't necessarily worry about how that hit points are. It's not going to come into play right now. And you're processed, right? Your fingerprints are scanned. It's not a messy ink situation. It is literally just a scan. Your irises are scanned. You know, your whole face is scanned in. And this is sort of, well, I think you were processed before, actually, when you were sort of taken in from the other fight. So it's a lot faster. They're just sort of like noting that you're here again. And
Patsy is grumpy about it the whole time.
but also, you know, given some medical attention. And you are put in sort of separate interrogation rooms. And interrogated one by one, again by the lieutenant. He asks a series of questions, and most likely this kind of, I imagine this, as this usually does in this sort of situation, this plays out in a sort of where it looks like he's talking to someone, and then it cuts to one of you answering the next question.
Yeah, montage.
A good montage of you being asked questions about where you were, what's going on, what's happening. Do you all sort of tell what you believe to be the truth, I guess?
Man.
Well, I don't like how you phrased that. But,
Is there anything to leave out? Is there anything you want to?
I think it depends on what he's asking, right? But like, if he's asking like, "What were we doing in the archive?" I don't think any of us have any reason to lie. Yeah. At least I certainly.
Yeah. I mean, it's a question of why you're in the archive. There's a lot of questions like what did you do with the stuff that's missing? And sort of how did you know what is. sort of, and then what your reason for going in and why, how you bypassed initial security. So again, sort of like
very legally.
Yeah, yeah. We walked right in. They just let us in. Like, I don't know what you want to tell you.
What do you mean bypassed?
Took the card, slid the car, door opens, walked in, plant the
we
bomb.
We had a guy tell us we could go in.
We bypass security in the same way that I bypass my front door. I don't know what you want from me.
Yes.
Indeed.
Someone let us in.
Yeah, so I assume that's the sort of answer that you're giving.
Yeah.
Just sort of like, we didn't break any, we don't think we break them. We didn't bypass any security. We didn't do that. The lieutenant sort of explains to you sort of one at a time. So we have, you know, the security records for the archive are such that the security went down very briefly about the time that you entered the area, entered the building and came back up sort of shortly as you sort of entered archive 404. And he shows you all a very brief sort of security footage clip of what looks like the lot of you. Like not just like walking around like you were down there, like going down there with like pry bars or like very, very suspicious looking materials and actually sort of like poke, like getting into each of those drawers as if you're looking for something.
Why, officer, that's only my third favorite crowbar.
Yeah. I'm asking him, like, wait a minute. If you have this image of us with all this material, where did we put it? Did you arrest us with any of these things? It's all you arrived within 10 minutes. Like, where was this stored?
What
did
I'm
you
trying
find
to...
it?
Patsy vomits her cheek pouches out, like,
yeah,
where
right?
is it?
Where did we put this?
I think it's all AI generated.
Yeah.
Selfie, we have officers.
Technically, most things on this planet are AI generated. That's probably not so bad here.
Yeah.
I think the lieutenant is AI generated.
Hacking to the police officer.
I mean, obviously, you're looking at this footage, and it is not of you, right? You didn't do any of this, right?
No.
That
guy has too many fingers. Come on.
I only have six hands, and that's clearly.
Yeah, it's clearly seven.
There is like, you know, it's not like, I would say it looks like security footage. So it has that kind of like, it's well, cause you know, it's kind of the future, but it's pretty clear who you are, but there is a little bit of, not exactly graininess, but a little bit of low
distortion?
Fidelity in certain places. Some would you say a little bit of distortion here and there, which is
glitch,
you know, most likely normal. I mean, if anybody wants to give me a perception check or like a technology type check, computers check, as you're looking at this footage, that's one thing.
I will do perception.
Also. I will compute.
I'll let the nerds handle computery things.
Yeah,
enough.
I'll do computers as well.
I was trying to roll initiative. Things. That's not the vibe for the trip to the police station.
That's
no.
Not
no.
Patsy versus the entire state apparatus.
All right. Looks like we got some numbers here.
Lots of numbers.
Pals. I mean, actually, like, your keen senses, obviously not exactly eyes, but your keen senses, are looking at this. And it's like, especially, I mean, you're very focused on your movements in this sort of video. And they're pretty off. Like, Keysars don't really move that way. Exactly. In some certain times, there's certain parts where you're like, it seems like you, there's one part that's very, very telling, I should say this, where it looks like you're moving one direction. And then like, you just sort of like your bot, like as you sort of, there's a little bit of a glitch and you're like, it almost looks like you started walking backwards. And then your head is suddenly that way. And your body is certainly suddenly the right way kind of thing. Like, you know, just sort of a weird turn. And it's like, oh, it doesn't look right.
Sort of seeing that, I would like stop and be like, can you replay that bit just there?
Okay. He scrubs back a little bit and plays it again, and it happens again. And it's pretty subtle though. If you're not like really paying attention, you might just sort of, it just looks like you turned around. But there's a little bit of like a, not quite a morphing effect, but it's just kind of a tiny glitch there.
Aha.
I need to check something. I need to remember if I have to see someone to use my telepathic abilities.
Oh, okay.
One second, sorry.
You have limited telepathy or just regular old telepathy?
Regular old
telepathy. Regular.
Regular.
Yeah, premium regular. Or you got regular?
Where is it?
Might be under senses or languages.
Oh, there we go.
I feel like you probably still need line of effect, but I don't know for sure. I do know that it's no longer a two-way conversation, so thanks, Starfinder Errata, for, you know.
Oh, yeah. Is it not?
It's not. It's not. It's only one way now.
That's why it's limited. Weird. Yeah, it was a whole weird thing.
So it says 30 feet. It doesn't say that I have to see people, but if we're
you're in separate rooms, might be,
we're in separate rooms.
More of a, yeah.
Yeah. I was going to tell everyone that telepathically, but I can't. So
hey, Luke did it and he didn't see Leia anywhere.
That's
the Millennium Falcon headed out.
That's a different thing.
I'm not nearly as powerful as Luke Skywalker. I don't have nearly enough midichlorians in my veins.
He wasn't that powerful. Yeah.
I think
fight me.
Like they will turn to the officer who's showing them the footage and ask, "Have you checked if there was any problem? Like, did it look like anyone had hacked into the system around the time the security went down and came back up?"
Oh, yeah. Well, we have traces of hacking, which I have sort of assumed was your gang.
Do they go back to an internet cafe and Bows recites the
right, the one that's
the one that in
Theology Channel, yeah.
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 We haven't had the tech team sort of script through that just yet.
And congruently, independently,
yes.
I was going to bring up the whole we traced hacking back to this internet cafe. I watched, and I probably had like some of this recorded. That basically showed that it was deleting its trace as I was trying to trace him.
He was deleting it. Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
I'll also throw out the name of that. It's been a while. The Z guy's name.
Right. Zerum.
Yeah.
Zerum.
It's basically saying we've had interactions with this. We think he's behind the assassination. He's been sending drones after us. I just recount the entire thing and of all the programming, the sending the message that sends us to an ambush. This one guy is a serious hacker and can do almost anything. And it does not surprise me that he did this.
Lieutenant Heslop looks like concerned when you say that. He takes it in. This is all being recorded. by the cop. And he's like, okay, well that is a serious accusation. We don't have any information on this particular person. You don't have a whole lot of information on this particular person either. But we will take this into account. And so after an hour or so of questioning, and unless if there's anything else anybody wants to get in during this particular questioning, right? It's clear that again, this lieutenant, he's kind of nervous. He's he's a Lashunta in an Anasite world. He's not necessarily the most focused and logical all the time robot most of his colleagues are. And so he seems someone you can might be able to get through to. And you do, and from talking to him, you seem to get through a little bit. And so what happens is, your possessions are given back to you at the end of the hour. You're all basically told once again, unfortunately, at this point, since we don't have any evidence of you having the particular stolen items on your persons, you are going to be released, although will not be under your own recognizance. There will be a wing bot accompanying each of you, filming your moves, your actions for the next several days until your date, your court date. Until we get to the bottom of this. Of course.
Okay.
So, have a nice night, and you know, you will be contacted to as to when to appear in machine court. As he's sort of as you're sort of leaving the central processing, again, there's a sort of where you kind of look back at the big glass building, and there is this, you know, large anisite with the picture I showed you before. I'll show you again. Seemingly kind of looking at you. That image. And as you're, you know, maybe not even getting like not out of sight of the building. You're kind of like, there's a little bit of a beep on all of your comm units. Once again, sort of like, and it appear as saying like, okay, meet me around the corner from the lieutenant. And then the message kind of and then it kind of edits itself to just be sort of like, you know, stay out of trouble.
Okay.
All right.
Did they send one wing bot for each of us? Like, are there?
Like, yes. Yeah, there's like a cluster of us sort of watching each of you. Six of you hanging over you.
We should have simply told them that we were going to be spending time together. They could have saved resources.
They wouldn't have believed us. They would have assumed we were doing crimes.
Yeah.
Now there's more to turn on us later.
Oh, yeah.
All
what
I know
Zero
is the tabloids are going to be all over me being followed around by a police wing bot, but that's for another day.
Tell them you're filming a new series. A cop drama.
A cop drama? I could probably get away with that, actually.
Well, apparently we can't get away with anything, so I'm not so sure about that.
Yeah.
Should we go around the corner? Yeah. I feel like not a single time when we have followed the instructions given to us by our comm units has it ended well.
I mean, how much worse can it get, though?
Why stop now?
What are they going to do? Put us in jail? Oh, no.
Yeah.
Patsy's very irritated at this whole situation.
I mean, understandable.
She doesn't want to take a wingbot home and have to explain it to people.
You know, it's harder to hide than like an ankle monitor, that's for sure.
Yeah. Ooh.
So do you all go around the corner?
Sure.
Yeah.
Might as well. Yeah.
You go around. It's sort of like the building next door to Central Processing, shadowy alley.
The wing bots
sort of like hover sort of at the end of it. And as you sort of like step in, actually, and it's Lieutenant Hessop at one. He's maybe lighting a cigarette.
Yeah, sure. Under a street light, right? The one perfectly illuminated.
Like he steps into that and he's got a lit cigarette. And then he has like a little remote and he briefly goes, he clicks it and all the wing, they don't fall to the ground, but they kind of like stand there hovering clearly in some kind of like idle mode. Mm-hmm. I only have like a minute to do this. I'm sorry. I just wanted to tell you under the, you know, outside of Central Processing, I believe you. I believe your story. I'm doing the best that I can to sort of like help you out and help clear your name, but I think some of this evidence has been fabricated, and I think it's coming from within Central Processing. So you need to be very careful out there. You have some time if you want to try to track down something, but this is Gus. If this comes from anywhere, it comes from high up.
Okay.
Anything
to do with that prime facilitator?
I sure hope not, but we can't rule anything out.
Okay.
And you don't recognize the name we gave you earlier, do you?
Not exactly, no. But I've got some contacts looking into it. I'd suggest maybe you do the same.
We're trying, but our last lead was looking for the stuff that's gone now.
Yeah.
But the person that gave us that pass, though, that's kind of suspicious.
All right. Well, he gives you a burner comm unit. Right. And says, you need to contact me here.
Okay.
All right. I gotta turn these back on, otherwise they're gonna notice. So
right.
Good luck. All right, sure. So right.
Back in the shadows, loops to the remote. They kind of come to life.
And oh, we'll pretend like we're way. Talking
this
the whole time.
Way out.
Oh goodness, yeah. We're so lost. Oopsie daisy.
Whoops.
I thought you said the bar was over here.
Jeez.
This is a process that is, you have a couple days basically, right? So this is, we're talking about like downtime amount of time here. Whether or not you want to like this particular day, go home, get some rest, what have you, or just start looking at leads, try to find erudite collaborator or something else. Let me know. This is kind of up to you what you want to do next. To try to like get some more evidence in your favor.
I mean, how long were we being like processed for?
Like not more than an hour, really. Is an hour, maybe two with the medical attention.
Yeah.
So it is, I believe, now it wasn't like late at night when you got here. I think it was like actually the afternoon. So it is actually just sort of maybe now getting to be early evening.
Well, we could see if we can find erudite collaborator and if they know anything, and then maybe examine this footage or where it came from or whatever a little bit to try to backtrack.
Oh, yeah.
That.
Having gotten outside and now that I can see everyone, I will inform everyone that I noticed that my body was not moving the way that my body actually moves in that footage. So I believe it was generated.
I couldn't even tell.
It is hard to see with all the vines. I think you had all of your hands most of the time.
Normal sentences.
Okay. Yes, let's go rough up this assistant.
Yeah, I mean, checking in with them, like, even if they weren't involved, if they're able to testify that, like, oh, yeah, I got them into the archive, like, that would presumably help us.
Yeah.
And if they're not involved, they could be in harm's way.
Yeah, they could be the next, like, a target because they know
what's going
on.
Mm-hmm. So do you head to the university, like, right away?
I guess if we're worried something might happen to them, yeah.
Sure, yeah. It's, nearly, it's not quite dark. It might be a little bit dark here in Avalon all the time with the neon and whatever, but so it's not like nighttime. the university is still a little bit in session. And so you're able to sort of find out where the erudite collaborator is. They've been kind of like almost running the professor's classes after their death. So, it's easy to find basically that. The erudite collaborator has some offices that you can go to and he's there. He's like, oh my, I heard the news. Are you all right?
No.
not particularly. Oh,
well, I'm so sorry. I don't know what happened. I'm so sorry.
I wanted to ask, you mentioned we got approval to get into the archive sooner than you expected. Do you have that communication still?
Surely, yeah, yes. And he pulls up what he's able to pull up, and he goes into it. And it looks like the sort of like response he got has deleted itself from his commun. But he has I save everything, every messages that I send out. I've saved them sort of, in a separate folder just for when dealing with the university, you know how it can be very bureaucratic and you need to keep
bureaucracy is such a nightmare. It's so true.
It's just why I said that it usually takes like 2-3 maybe even a month or two to get permission to go into the archives, which is why it happened so fast. I was quite surprised, but I thought it would be in your favor. Clearly someone pushed it through. Anyway, he's got a email that he sent out that's in your favor, clearly timestamped at the right time, beforehand. And there is he actually will say that he saved the response as well. A copy of it. The original clearly disappeared itself from the server, but the copy is basically, they have permission to such and such. If you want to analyze that, that would be a computer's check, I think.
Yeah. Yes. I'm not bad at computers.
I'm going to do that.
Yeah. No. Okay. Electric Dreams, you're very familiar with the university sort of like computing system and whatnot. This, if you by really looking through the metadata of the sent message, right, it actually doesn't come from the university offices exactly. It's clearly been sort of spoofed. There's sort of the university email has been spoofed, and it actually seems to be coming from a different place. And you sort of are able to kind of like ping around a little bit. Weirdly enough, it is coming from that message came from central processing.
Originally. Oh. Whoa. Can we tell where in central processing?
I think it's probably, you know, not down to the terminal. You just kind of know that it's sort of from that sort of general, for lack of a better word, ISP.
Mm. I'm like standing and blocking the way. I'm constantly like, so that the little drones above us aren't necessarily.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, how close
leaning
are they?
Over
are they,
like, the console to block it.
They're
let
not,
me see
they're
that.
Not, like,
and I put all my hands over, you know.
Yeah.
No, I would consider them. I mean, you're going inside, they've got to come inside with you. But sure. They end up staying near the ceiling. They're generally about like outside. They're maybe about 10, 15 feet away. They're just sort of keeping an eye on where you are going. They're not necessarily tracking your every action and whatnot. It's just a sort of like, hey, if you try to leave, they'll know.
Sure.
Leave the city, they'll know.
Right.
Ah, okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, but it's fine. You know, I love it that you're just sort of always just sort of like standing directly in the way of any sort of monitor or whatever, so they can't actually see what you're up to. Most likely, I would also, from what you, anyone who's from the area or maybe has had problems with the law before, what generally happens is that they only like an ankle sort of bracelet that's not like constantly reporting your location, but it's basically if you leave a location, then they will report back. It's not like someone's monitoring that feed. Granted, these wingbots are not, they're intelligent, but they're not like, they're like dog intelligent. They're not necessarily like.
Oh, that's really smart though.
It's pretty smart.
Yeah.
It's pretty smart. They're not gonna, you know, they have a set program that they follow, and they're not gonna necessarily be able to like extrapolate from what you're doing to send a message to someone else. They're just sort of like recording devices. 90% of the time, really.
It just gets better and better.
Something spoofed.
Yeah.
We need to figure out why somebody in central processing, who in central processing might be interested in these things that the professor had.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To just sort of say, like, these would be, if these were honest to goodness first ones artifacts, which the professor believed that they were, they would be very, very valuable, right? Like, yeah. We're talking lots of money. So anyone could be interested in them for that reason. Anyone who might have an interest in what first one technology could do, also, you know,
yes,
could be very powerful.
Yeah.
Why central processing? Why somebody in there?
A relation, like. We know we're going after this research guy. Does he have a contact? Is there a relationship there? His brother, one of the units that he is, you know, came off the assembly line with or whatever. Are they like, is there a shared interest there?
Between who and the professor? Is that what you're asking?
Between the our main suspect,
Zerum.
Z guy. Yeah.
Right. Okay. Well, Zerum. You don't know. You don't know who Zerum is exactly.
Yeah.
There is sort of a. I think there was when you were at the Magenta, you did get some footage of, who Zerum might be, and people who've met him say that he's someone from Peluria. They think he's a human. He's not a robot. Right. Is basically what I'm making sure that you understand.
Oh,
yes.
before you do the thing that you want to do, Alex, I have a question to ask. It's just a question.
Sure, yeah, yeah.
Never mind. Fuck it.
All right.
Oh,
my okay. Brain just erased it. I'm so sorry.
Okay, no worries. No worries.
It'll come back.
Anybody want to do sort of that the information, and is there anything else you want to like do with that or look for something else? Rue, you remembered.
Yes. Bows would like to ask erudite collaborator if the professor had any like special lectures about his recent their recent work and who attended them.
Yeah.
Oh, like recordings of them?
Perhaps? Yes. Or like, I mean, if they had attendance records.
Yes, I think. Well, you go through some old stuff, and you and let's say that there are in fact some basic recordings because the professor likes to record that kind of stuff because you know, and then put it out on the infosphere for people, and whatnot. And one of the sort of first one sort of lectures that they. History, basically, it's pretty cut and dry. Nothing inflammatory about the first ones. Not, you know, just sort of real basic. It was like first ones 101, essentially. As you're sort of scrubbing through that and looking through the crowd, why don't you give me a perception check?
Can I aid?
Yeah. You can do the clue in.
The clue in, yeah.
Yeah. Clue
in.
Good. Clue in. Adding that in there. And so, yeah, you kind of look at through the end and do notice that, like, this figure, this humanoid person, there's someone in there that's sitting sort of near the front row and maybe gets up and goes to talk to the professor right before the recording cuts out at the end of the lecture. Does look like the figure that you caught on the magenta feed earlier. It's this sort of like fairly nicely dressed, kind of nothing glamorous, pretty almost would say like nondescript looking individual. Dark hair, sort of, and like, you know, dark grayish kind of clothing. And human for all intents and purposes, but you can tell.
And does erudite collaborator know who this is?
Well, you pointed out to him, and he basically, you know, is like, oh yeah, well that's odd. That's the Prelurian. But he didn't. He came back and was, No, he was more of a, and why would he be at this 101 lecture? It seems very odd. He presented himself as a bit of an expert when I met him. It's weird.
We should research Plurian first ones experts.
Can't be that many.
There's not that many.
Do a search.
You know, you do a sort of an infosphere image search, right? Go in there and like, you can't find this person. On the infosphere, just in general, and then you look up. There's two Prelurian,
right?
Not even two, like one, first ones experts, and it's not this guy.
Okay.
It's some.
I suspect this guy was lying.
Yep.
Okay.
That would make sense.
Okay, so let's approach this a different way then. If somebody was trying to take this because it was valuable, are there people, are there beings,
collectors,
that would be very most interested in this?
Yes, I'm a friend of Vesk.
Yes, your Vesk, you know, Azaliza was sort of seemed to be interested in that kind of stuff. Any number of Anasites sort of, you know, here in the city or on the planet. You know, there's nothing like one particular like ancestry or planet that's, you know, except for Abalon, I guess, that is so interested in first one stuff.
Right.
But it's expensive too. So it has to be somebody really interested and has money.
Mm-hmm.
Or wants money.
or once money. Yeah, if they wanted, if they stole it and wanted to sell it on you know.
Yeah, if they had money, they would have simply bought it.
But remember that Vasilisa was also trying to do a little money buying, and the professor wasn't having it.
Mm-hmm. Right, that's what I was looking for. Is the buyer is what I wanted to see.
So if we could try to
find a buyer,
maybe the thought was steal first, buy later. Who knows? Any number of motives.
Well, you know, I know that
sell somebody else. Sell later.
Thieves have some sort of weird code in their own,
Programming. I don't understand.
No, would our friend up in the station there know who her competition was? Most of them
lieutenant?
Do. Hmm? No. The lieutenant?
Oh, whoever's yes,
Vasilisa.
Yes, I see what you're saying.
Vasilisa.
Yeah. Oh, Vasilisa.
I mean, I think the
Vasilisa
issue
would know.
She didn't have competition. He was just saying no. It wasn't a bidding war.
She might know. We never asked.
She might know who else would be very interested in this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She'd have to know who she was up against, or who the players are.
Mm-hmm. Or it could just be her.
Like I said, thick as thieves.
Do you want to talk to her about it? Give her a call.
Yeah. Let's not that I want to go back up there, but
well, I'm not sure we'll get away with going back up there now that we've got.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah.
Depending on how strictly these things are programmed, and I don't want to discover whether or not they have zappity zappers.
Yeah.
Technical term, by the way.
Let's see if we can get a secure comm link.
Okay.
I mean, I can give you her number, but I'll be frank with you. I don't think it will do much for my social standing if she sees me with a police bot following me.
So maybe somebody else should reach out to her and say we're investigating. If only we had somebody else that was really charismatic.
Oh, alas. I guess I could call her, but... You know. Oh, fine,
she
whatever. I'll go make
your
a fool
TV
of myself.
Show.
Okay. All right. So you give her a call on the comm unit. Rings through a little bit, and then Vasilisa picks up. She's clearly in the middle of a party. Probably still at Magenta, but there's definitely she's just like, oh, boss, it's good to hear from you. And she's trying to quiet down a DJ, basically. And then she sort of takes the commute into a more quiet sort of part of the casino. And she's like, darling, what can I do? What can I do for you?
Can you do for me?
The language is so tough.
What can I be doing for you?
Well, so... This is kind of, complicated.
Is it messy? I love messy.
Yes, it is definitely messy. It is very messy.
Terrific.
So I kind of went looking, we're still trying to figure out what Tierney's whole deal was, and he was looking into these artifacts. Mm-hmm.
Yes. You went to look? Did you find them?
Unfortunately, no. We were trying to find out, he was trying... At first, someone was trying to buy them from him. Do you know anything about all that,
yes,
by
it was
the way?
Me.
Oh, that was you?
Oh, no, I was trying to strike up a deal, but the professor was not, he wasn't too interested in the credits I had.
I see. Well, why did you want them do you have an interest in that sort of thing, I guess?
It's fascinating. These first ones, we don't know who they were, who they are, are they coming back, what is going to be happening?
Okay. Well, yes, unfortunately, we weren't able to track them down. We're afraid someone else might have them and be trying to push them on the market somewhere else.
Oh no! On the I will keep my nose out for this. If they are trying to sell them on the
yes, if you see anything about these appearing anywhere, could you let me know?
in okay. who might be interested.
Yeah, yeah. Give me a diplomacy.
Sure. I can give you a diplomacy.
Diplomacy.
Diplomatic.
Yes. Diplomancy.
Oh, great. Terrific. Like, 19. She's like, I will keep an eye out for this. You don't know who is the one who is selling them just yet?
No, keep not an ear not out,
keep a tongue.
You know, there is a name that's come up, but we're not really sure it's a real name, so I won't get too into it.
Was it Hura? Is that the name you have heard?
Hura?
H-U-R-A.
H-U-R-A. No.
Oh, no. Forget I said it. If you've not heard this name, forget I said anything.
Okay.
Forget I said it. Forget I said it.
Wait. You can't just not tell me, though. Who's here?
All right. Well, okay. Well, I will tell you. You do me a favor. Yes?
Okay.
Can you show me around the set one day?
Oh, sure. I'm sure I can
come down. Come down.
Out.
You give me a tour of the set.
Of course.
I see you out. In action doing the medicines and whatnot. All the anatomies.
Of course.
I'm having the time of my life watching the show. I love you.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
Anyway, I will tell you who this name is. I heard it's Whisper. I do not know who this individual is, but I have also heard Whisper that this Hura is also trying to, I do not know, buy, acquire. Also, this technology.
Acquire the technology. Do you know anything else about the name, Hura?
It is a name that not other people on the infosphere, or the dark infosphere, when we sometimes talk about this thing, you know how it is.
Of course.
Spoken of like with just like he is there, whoever it is, some kind of collector who is. Well, like fear. No one wants to really deal with this particular person. They have methods that are very harsh.
I see.
And also apparently having the deep pockets.
Well, deep pockets are the easiest way to get away with being very fierce.
I can tell you, not a Vesk.
Okay. Well, that narrows it down very small amount. But
they call him sometimes. Oh, just the other thing I want to tell you why.
Okay.
He's
okay.
Got a nickname.
The nickname.
The Warlord.
Really?
No, really? It's very serious. Yes. I mean, I didn't give it to him. I don't know. He might be very tough. Well, he might not be. They might be a little wimpy. I don't know.
Wait.
Nobody calls themselves the Warlord. You know what? Never mind. All right. Well,
I think it was Lord of War is who it was.
Yeah. All right. Well, this Warlord, you think they could have an interest in these items?
Oh, yes, very much.
Okay. Well, thank you. That was helpful.
Okay, well, I will, I have got to, they're playing my song.
Don't miss out on your party for me.
I'll give you a call. We'll have the champagne. We'll have brunch. It'll be a good.
Of course.
Bye, kisses.
Bye. Well, that was insightful.
I love your complete and total disdain for this man who calls himself the Warlord.
Yeah. It's just pathetic. I don't like it.
No, you're so right.
Well, apparently that got us somewhere. Whoever this Hura is.
And they're not a Vesk.
They're not a Vesk.
Spike one ancestry world. Down.
One, yeah, one down, 200 to
not
go.
A big chart.
Yeah.
little tiny mark.
It's on the cork those board with all the names. We have to like cross it out. Yeah. All right. Vesk.
Got just a master list of every sapient ancestry.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. It's like 200 like ancestries to go. Oh boy. Well,
everybody plays your bets now.
Yeah. Some of you might be more familiar with this deep web searching. I do not know what this means at all. So perhaps that could get you somewhere. Mm, mm.
So we
just, she was like, oh, you know how it is on the dark web? Sure, of course I do. I have no idea. Absolutely zero idea.
The deep sphere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Deep sphere. Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
I like it.
So can we look
spend
for
spend some
the...
time doing some research on that?
Yeah.
Sure. I will say the that if those of you who with some computers can start taking some time, it'll probably be like a good day, maybe 2 days of research to kind of like try to like hunt down some more information. While you're doing that, and I'll have you roll at the end of that, whoever is doing it. And does anyone else want to do anything in the meantime?
We could ask the lieutenant if he's heard of this person.
With the burner phone.
You give him a quick like text on the burner phone. It comes back that that name does not ring a bell for him, the lieutenant.
Not the warlord either.
Yeah. No, not the warlord.
He's like, we have 20 people in our files that call themselves the warlord. You will simply have to be more specific.
Not a Vesk.
We have 18 people in our files who call themselves the warlord. Yeah.
Okay, so that's 50% of the people who call themselves warlord out. However,
the warlord.
Great. Yeah. However, the other half.
Yeah.
And Anasites, kind of don't go in for nicknames. And no. Kira is probably also not a very Anasite.
Cross
name.
That off too.
Yeah, we can cross Anasite off.
Yeah. You said we have a couple days of downtime, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Great. I would like to pull a ripcord that I think Patsy was hoping she'd never have to pull. But here we kind of are, because she's being followed by a police surveillance bot, and she can't bring that home for a number of reasons.
Mm-hmm.
So I think she pulls out her comm unit, and she opens an app that has been hidden in some buried deep folder at some point. And I think she will probably try and make contact with the Church of Grandmother Rat.
For a place to
say, well, that's part of it, yes. But like, the message is basically, hey, besties. Being followed by police camera, meet somewhere public. XOXO Patsy.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Nice.
You get maybe a message back again, sort of like without any kind of like from, number or anything like that, giving you a coordinates and a time.
Great.
Which is soon if you wanted it to be.
Yeah, I will sort of slip away from the group and head to those coordinates.
All right. It is a nice sort of crowded, well-lit plaza, basically. Perfect. Kind of think a little bit like Times Square, if Times Square was full of large robots.
Yep.
Flashing neon, buzzing cars going by, and the space where you're supposed to meet is kind of, let's say, next to a coffee cart, right? There's a Yusoki there. You don't recognize them, but you recognize the way that they look.
Yeah, right? I think Pat's. I think. Patsy has a skill that I also kind of have in real life, which is I can tell when someone is looking for me, like just in a crowd, I can just pick out, like, I think that person is trying to find me, even though I've never seen them before.
They're actually handing out flyers.
Oh, okay. Lovely. Mm.
And they're just sort of handing out flyers to everyone. And he says, why don't you take, and he drops that one on the ground. He goes, oh, sorry about that.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Let me help you out. And I reach down and try to.
He gives you the one from the bottom of the stack. Like, you just real subtly notice he gives you the bottom one on the stack.
Yeah. Okay.
And then he goes, oh, there you go. Check it out. It's going to be a great time.
Oh,
come to,
goodness.
It's basically trying to get people to come to his comedy show, it seems like. That's what the
yeah. I'll, nice. You know, I'll be sure. I love just support up and coming artists.
Appreciate it.
And I just sort of, I think, wander over and like sit on like a nearby bench or something to just like check out this flyer.
This flyer is obviously nothing of that sort.
Of course.
It's another set of coordinates, basically.
I roll my eyes.
Of course. Yeah, no, you got
to
be careful.
I know, the shell game. Like, I expected it. I just, it's such a pain. All right, I go to those coordinates.
Yeah.
It's not that far away. It's actually a building a couple blocks away.
All right, great. I go, around the corner there.
And there's a sort of a sort of a nondescript door with the old classic eyeball at Yusoki height opening, right? And there's basically like a little password for you to give it on this flyer as well. All right, give the password, and the door opens up, and there's kind of it's a gate almost, right? It kind of glows a little bit. The doorway kind of glows a tiny bit. And there's another Yusoki on the other side, and he gestures you to come through quickly and says, don't worry about the, and he kind of points at, he's pointing at sure. the wing body. Yeah. Don't worry about that. You step in, and as you step in, you kind of glance behind you, and it looks like you're still standing outside.
Yeah, holographic duplicate.
And the wing bot is just kind of hovering over by that.
Nice.
So you head down into this warren. Little,
not approvingly.
A little warren.
Yeah.
Underground. And it is clearly basically a sort of like a church / halfway, not halfway house, but the hideout kind of yep. for the Church of the Grandmother. Right. Mm-hmm. Some things are going on. People are, it's busy here. And an old priestess is basically kind of comes up to you and says, what can I do for you, Patsy?
Yeah. I will sort of, I think, sort of like, What's the word I'm looking for? Genuflect, like drop to yes. one knee very reverently to this.
My child, please. No need for that.
It's very kind of you. I'm seeking a little bit of sanctuary and some assistance. I have an eye in the sky, and I could use some place to stay that won't mind that. Safe house is fine. Some place we don't mind burning. But someone's trying to frame me and some of my friends. And I'm just looking for any information that we've got on why someone in Central Command... I'm sorry, it's not Central Command.
Central Processing.
Central Processing, yes. I'm so sorry. Yeah. Central Processing might be doing this.
Indeed. You asked this for all of your friends? The safe house?
No, just... Well, I don't know. Do they have places to stay, I guess, is the question.
I mean, everyone has places to stay in town.
Yeah. I think primarily she was thinking about herself, to be quite frank with you. Like, okay. She doesn't want to bring this home.
it's clear that this priestess knows that you're traveling with other people. Like,
I would expect nothing less than she knows exactly what's going on here.
She asked the question. She kind of knows what's going on.
Yeah.
She says to you, yes, we can find you a place. We can keep the holographic duplicate up here. You can stay here for a little bit, but if you want a place to sort of like stay the night, we can just have a place that's neutral, not a safe house per se. That you'll still have the eye in the sky on you, so you want to be
fine.
Careful.
No, that's fine. Just
you don't have to go home.
Yes,
exactly.
Thank you.
So she sets you up with that. She's it does come with the very subtle intimation that you'll have to. Do something for them.
For sure. I understand that I'm calling in favors and that I will owe favors later. And she understands the deal she's making, but this is worth it.
But this is the most important part. And she kind of sits you down a bit and says that, your adversary is the prime facilitator in this.
No.
That they are the only one with the capabilities to do all of the hacking, digital manipulation, and so forth that have caused you to be framed. However, we have a word that they are not doing it for the artifacts, but for the money.
Then why?
Who knows when you are... Anasite and getting into this particular position of power, perhaps they've managed to accrue some debts, or they're just eager for credits.
This is My goodness. My goodness. What have I gotten myself tangled up in, grandmother? And I think I address that to her as much as quite literally to Grandmother Rat, of just like, my God, what is going on?
I think all the priestesses of the Church of the Grandmother Rat are probably just go by that as a...
I think probably, title. Yes. This is not my literal grandmother, but in many ways she is grandmother.
Yes. She's all grandmothers. There's two ways that you can go about this. Try to fight this in the court in a couple days. We can provide you with a bit of representation. If you,
I mean, we do know all the lawyers.
Or you can get to, well, I think your case would be strengthened if you had hold of those artifacts.
Couldn't agree more. Do we know anything about where they are?
Fortunately, we think they've left the city.
Of course.
Oh. Well, shoot.
Welp.
To Magenta?
I mean, that was sort of what I was thinking. How far outside the city? Like, suborbit?
No, still on the planet.
Oh, no. I'm going to need a parka, aren't I?
I'm afraid you will, my child. I'm afraid you will. And that's where we'll end it for tonight. I like that as a nice capper.
Patsy needs a parka.
Well, the good news, everybody, Patsy gets a shopping montage.
Yeah!